WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The new Coen Brothers movie, Inside Llewyn Davis, is set in 1961 in the Greenwich Village folk music scene, just before Bob Dylan arrived in New York. The movie is partly inspired by a memoir by Dave Van Ronk called The Mayor of McDougal Street. Van Ronk was a central figure in the village folk scene of the late 50s and 60s, so the timing is perfect for the release of a new 3-CD collection of Dave Van Ronk's recordings called Down in Washington Square. Music critic Milo Miles has a review.
I'm the whining boy, don't deny my name. Yes, the whining boy, don't deny my name. Well, the whining boy, don't deny my name. Pick it up and shake it like sweet Stephen Chain. Yes, the whining boy, don't deny my name.
In the early 60s, Dave Van Ronk, still in his 20s, had become the grand honcho of the Washington Square folk scene in New York. He never managed to get as far beyond that role as he deserved. Perhaps the fine new anthology, Down in Washington Square, will give him his long-needed boost. Van Ronk was not a rambler like Woody Guthrie or even a New York City outsider like Bob Dylan, so it's understandable he would see the folk music revival movement as his favorite neighborhood phenomenon. Besides, he never considered himself strictly a folk performer. His first love was traditional jazz tunes. Down in Washington Square does a particularly fine job of presenting Van Ronk as a conveyor, an apostle even, of diverse modes of old music. It enables him to be black, white, male, female, young, old, a murderer, and a martyr.
Oh, Lord, search my heart. Oh, Lord, search my heart. Oh, Lord, search my heart.
Aside from a brief, ill-considered foray into being a rock and roller, Van Ronk was very consistent in his presentation and at his best when most simple, voice and guitar. But if you merely toss a batch of tracks together, that voice can make them tough to get through. Van Ronk was gruff at the start of his career and downright raspy later, with very little range. Certainly he gave hope to unconventional singers like Dylan. It was in concert, however, that Van Ronk's personality overwhelmed and redeemed his vocal limitations. More than any other collection I know, Down in Washington Square makes the case for Van Ronk as a witty charmer and commanding storyteller on stage. Most of the 16 unreleased tracks are live, most of those top quality, whether from a show in 1961 or one from 1997, such as Don't You Leave Me Here.
Don't you leave me here. Don't you leave me here. If you just must go, sweet baby, leave her, that's a beer. Don't you leave me here. The rooster crowed and the hen ran around. You want my fricassee, you gotta run me down. Don't you
Down in Washington Square also emphasizes that Van Ronk would have nothing to do with the pretty tunes and sentimental sweetness that made too much of the 60s coffeehouse folky music a soundtrack for nice people. Van Ronk's grit comes across not just in amoral murder ballads and salacious double entendre tunes like Ya Yas Yas, more scandalous in 1961 and more naughty novelty now, but in his blunt declarations for lowlife itself, such as his late period original, Losers.
I blew my wad playing seven card stud. I was playing for money, they was playing for blood. On the way back home, the big winner got mugged. Now he's just another loser like me. Losers, losers, I got took for my hoosers. That chalk got crowned, now he's grown, been bound. He's just another loser like me.
For me, the most surprising and thought-provoking cover on Down in Washington Square is Van Ronk's 2001 version of Bob Dylan's Buckets of Rain. Van Ronk gives the song a timeless guitar setting, but though Dylan assembled the lyrics from equally universal components, such as Little Red Wagons, Oak Trees, and Lots of Good Lovin', there's a modernist coded wit and the cadences of pop in Dylan. It's to Van Ronk's credit that he can make it clear Buckets of Rain is a message from the music chapter after his own.
Milo Miles reviewed the new Dave Van Ronk collection called Down in Washington Square on the Smithsonian Folkways label.